I don't know where I was before Jesus saved my soul, but it was mighty dark and mighty lonesome.
Amen.
I'm glad I'm in the light now.
1, 2.
Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. And it came to pass also on another Sabbath day, that Jesus entered into the synagogue and taught. And there was a man whose right hand was withered. And the scribes and Pharisees watched him, whether he would heal on the Sabbath day, that they might find an accusation against him. But he knew their thoughts, and said to the man that had the withered hand, "Rise up and stand forth in the midst." And he arose and stood forth. And then Jesus said to them, "I will ask you one thing. Is it lawful on the Sabbath days to do good or to do evil? To save life or destroy it?" And looking round about upon them all, he said unto the man, "Stretch forth thy hand." And as he did so, and his hand was restored whole as the other. And they were filled with madness, and communed one with another what they might do to Jesus. And it came to pass in those days that he went into a mountain to pray, and continued all night in prayer to God. And when it was day, he called unto him his disciples, and of them he chose 12, whom he also named apostles. And he came down with them, and stood in the plain, and in the company of his disciples, and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem, and from the sea coasts of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And they that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went out virtue from him, and he healed them all. And he lifted his eyes on heaven and on his disciples, and he said these words.
Blessed are ye poor, the kingdom of God is yours. Blessed are ye that are hungry now, you shall be filled. God is yours. Blessed are ye that are hungry now. You shall be filled.
Jesus said it.
You shall be filled.
All right.
You shall be filled.
Okay. And blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you and cast you out as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. For in a like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. But woe unto you that are rich, for ye have received your consolation. Woe unto you that are full, for ye shall hunger. Woe unto you that laugh now, for ye shall mourn and weep. Woe unto you when men shall speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the prophets. But
blessed are ye poor, the kingdom of God is yours. Blessed are ye that are hungry now, you shall be filled.
That's the truth.
Blessed are ye poor, the kingdom of God is yours. Blessed are ye that are hungry now, you shall be filled.
That's right now.
You shall be filled.
Holy God, I'll reach you in the future.
You shall be filled.
But I say unto you, which hear, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you. Bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you. And unto him that smiteth thee on one cheek, offer also the other. And to him that taketh away thy cloak, forbid not to take thy coat also. Give to every man that asketh of thee. And of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. And as ye would that men should do to you.